USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is going to be leaving that position at the end of this year. Confirmation coming as she appeared with President Trump at the White House just a short time ago.
Nevertheless, you have done a fantastic job, and I want to thank you very much.
Trump says Haley, who's been in the position since his administration began, had told him of her plans to leave about 6 months ago, so it hasn't come as a surprise.
Hurricane Michael was upgraded to a Category 2 hurricane as of earlier this morning.
That's a spokesman for NOAA on the hurricane that's approaching the Florida Panhandle and is now expected to become even stronger, a Category 3 by the time it makes landfall there sometime tomorrow. The storm could then bring some unneeded rain to the waterlogged Carolina is still recovering from Hurricane Florence. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
More now on our top story as U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has resigned the position effective the end of this year. She said at the White House moments ago, appearing with President Trump.
It has been an honor of a lifetime. I said I am such a lucky girl to have been able to lead the state that raised me and to serve a country I love so very much. It has really been a blessing, and I want to thank you for that. But I'm most excited. Look at the 2 years. Now, the United States is respected. Countries may not like what we do, but they respect what we do. They know that if we say we're going to do something, we follow it through. And the president proved that, whether it was with the chemical weapons in Syria, whether it's with NATO, saying that other countries have to pay their share. I mean, whether it's the trade deals, which have been amazing. They get that the president means business, and they follow through with that.
Nikki Haley saying she won't run for the White House in 2020 and will support the president's reelection. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The International Monetary Fund cutting growth forecasts for the U.S. and China as a trade war between the two massive economies continues to heat up. The IMF's head economist saying fallout from the dispute could cause damage in other nations around the world. The White House having placed tariffs on around half of the products China exports to the U.S., and Beijing has fired back with tariffs of its own. The IMF's predicting that while economic growth will remain steady, it won't be as robust as was earlier forecast. President Trump wants Chicago to start using stop and frisk to combat the city's violent crime. Speaking yesterday to the International Association of Chiefs of Police in Florida, the president said he's directed the Attorney General's office to head to Chicago to help with the situation on the ground there. Trump wants them to work with local authorities to change the deal the city entered into with the ACLU and convince them to strongly consider stop and frisk. The mayor, Rahm Emanuel, rejecting the president's call, saying stop and frisk would damage an ongoing effort to repair public trust in the police. And a heads up if you need to register to vote in time for the November 6th elections. Today marks the deadline to do so in 19 states across the nation. In some states, you can register online. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.